It is the pink after Galatasaray 1 Liverpool 0. I've got Andy Bell, I've got Josh Sexton. We're in the White Hart. I had a lovely time in the White Hart, actually. You could tell me it was any time of year, by the way. You could do the month and the year. I've got no sense of what time it is at the minute, Josh. It is really weird that game finishes 1-0. At the point that Galatasaray score to make it 1-0, Liverpool should probably have scored 2. Then Galatasaray score to make it 1-0 because Liverpool have given them a great opportunity. Then they get another couple of opportunities. There's 2 disallowed goals that are both contentious. It is the maddest thing that that finishes 1-0 before you get into anything about Liverpool's performance.
Yeah, it's just, again, similar to the game in the group stage, really. Feels like a game that was played on a knife edge. And I'm kind of hoping that plays into Liverpool's hands going back to Anfield next week. I'd honestly don't feel overly confident in anything this team do at the moment, so anything that feels on a knife edge feels like it just like everything else feels like, which is tense and tight. That was the way this game kind of felt tonight, really. It didn't feel like there was any sort of great point where I was like, oh, Liverpool are going to go and turn this game around and win this game now. And you know, simultaneously, I wasn't completely convinced that Galatasaray were going to run away with it either. Like they didn't look like they were much value for, you know, twos and threes, as much as Liverpool kept giving them opportunities to go
to the best.
And, yeah, exactly, but that's the way it felt like for Galatasaray too. So it's a game that kind of leaves you a little bit none the wiser, and I could understand if people came away from that feeling a little bit like they're not sure about what they're going to see at Anfield next week. But I come away kind of, you know, at least confident because of the nature of the result. Like Liverpool lose 1-0 away in Europe at a really tough away and get to go back to Anfield next week and turn that around, and that to me just does feel like something that isn't insurmountable for Liverpool.
It's Andy, the oddity of the whole thing is you're not sure what you're getting for any 5 minutes from either of the sides. And this is the last 16 of the Champions League. You know, for me, it's quite damning at Liverpool. It's quite damning at Galatasaray on their own pitch. It's not like you're left sort of going, well, you know, there's going to be some consistency somewhere. There's no consistency anywhere across the course of the game. As I say, there's not even consistency for 5-minute patches.